Blind Willie McTell was born William Samuel McTeer in Georgia round about 1903 on the basis of his entry in the 1910 census. He was born blind in one eye and lost his remaining vision by late childhood. McTell died of a stroke in Georgia in 1959 and was buried at Jones Grove Church near his birthplace. A fan paid to have a gravestone erected on his resting place, and the name given on the gravestone is Willie Samuel McTeer. Bob Dylan recorded a song called Blind Willie McTell in tribute. This is Lonesome Day Blues. Ruby Glaze, possibly Willie's wife, sings lead, and her vocal is compelling and attractive.
You can go, you can stay, but you'll come home some old lonesome day. I'm coming home to my baby some old lonesome day. Someday.
What kind of day, girl?
Sweet day. Some old lonesome day. I'm coming home to my baby some old lonesome day. The Mississippi River.
What about that?
So deep and wide. I can't see my good man on the other side.
Yeah, now.
But I'm coming home to my baby some old lonesome day.
Sing it, girl, sing it.
Someday.
What kind of day?
Sweet day. Some old lonesome day. I'm coming home to my baby some old lonesome day.
I'm gonna sing with the spirit.
I was born.
Where about?
In Georgia. But I hang around Tennessee.
Sing it for me.
I've got a man here in Georgia. Partner, he's crazy about me.
Ain't got nobody be crazy about me.
Someday.
What kind of day is that?
Sweet day.
Sing it for me.
Some old lonesome day.
Sing it with despair.
I'm coming home to my baby some old lonesome day.
Play it, Georgia Slim, play it.
Where were you?
I don't know, girl.
Baby.
Couldn't tell you.
When that L&N left the shed, you were standing in your back door with a hung down head.
Stand by now if you want to hear it again.
Someday, someday, some old lonesome day, I'm coming back to you, baby, some old lonesome day.
The song Let There Be Love was written by Ian Grant and Lionel Rand and was first recorded by Henry King and his orchestra in 1940. This version by Esther Phillips is from her 1960 album entitled Esther Phillips Sings.
Let there be you and let there be me. Let there be oysters under the sea. Let there be winds and occasional rain. Chili con carne, oh, and sparkling champagne. Let there be birds to sing in the trees. Someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove. occasional rain, chili con carne, and the sparkling champagne. Let there be birds to sing in the tree, someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, but first of all, please, let there be love. But first of all, please, 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 let there be love.
Johnny B. Marshall Jr. is a blues musician best known for the songs Found Another Woman and 98 Cents in the Bank. Discovered by Johnny Rawls in the late... Johnny B. Marshall Jr. is a blues musician best known for the songs Found Another Woman and 98 Cents in the Bank. Discovered by Johnny Rawls in the mid-1990s, Marshall has released three albums and continues as a live performer to the present day. This is Let's Hope Our Love Is Not a Mistake.
That's about as much as I can take.
Cecil Gant was a Tennessee-born blues singer, songwriter, and pianist whose recordings of both ballads and fiery piano rockers were successful in the mid and late 1940s and influenced the early development of rock and roll. This song is called Little Baby, You're Running Wild.
Running wild, little baby, you're running wild. Why do you treat me like a little baby child? Yes, I love you, but my heart has turned to stone. Yes, I love you, and my heart has turned to stone. If I knew you didn't want me, why didn't you leave for me alone? Plant your cat friend. Look out. Goodbye, baby. I'll be seeing you again. Goodbye, baby. I'll be seeing you again. Well, I can't say now just where I went.
Delta blues master Johnny Shines was known as Little Wolf in his younger days, when he modelled his music on that of Howlin' Wolf, but he came to be primarily associated with his legendary cohort of the mid-1930s, Robert Johnson. This from around 1972 is Little Wolf.
Well, they called me the little worm, 'cause Big Wolf put me out on the road. Well, he didn't turn me loose, no finest fool. He taught me how to carry my load. Well, now the man is getting old, and his voice is breaking down. Just one time, not going to howl no more. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Longing for My Sugar is a song by Leroy Carr and his longtime collaborator Scrapper Blackwell from 1934. It featured on the album Naptown Blues.
I can't can't work in the daytime. I can't sleep a wink in the night. Thinking the woman that I love ain't been treated right. I mean that.
And with that, I declare this week's meeting closed. We'll be back next week with a brand new agenda, so look forward to seeing you then, all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. In the meantime, bye for now.